was down by Nathan Phillips Square just shortly before 5. And when we approached Nathan Phillips, got stopped by officers who told us to that they were going to search our bags. And I informed the officer that I didn't consent to the search, and was then informed that if I did not consent, or if I didn't have my bag, that I'd be arrested and charged with breach of the peace. So I, you know, again repeated I don't consent, but handed over my bag. All I had in my bag were CDs, you know, some papers, and they confiscated my CDs and told me that they were weapons, which I thought was pretty ridiculous, because they were actually just CDs that I was bringing to CKLN so that we could burn some stuff onto them. So they confiscated those, and also confiscated just things like gas masks and bike helmets off of people, which are clearly just you know, tools that people use to protect themselves, because it's obvious that, you know, the cops are, they're in full riot gear. They're going to be...
What time in the morning was this, approximately?
I got there just shortly before 5. And that was the time that I got there. When I left shortly, maybe about 5:20, and came back. A bit later, and the same thing happened. I was searched again, coming back in.
So even like hours before it was actually supposed to happen, there was a lot of already police presence there. A lot of police doing searches and things like that.
They were quite aggressive. I mean, I even just said, you know, I'm just coming for the breakfast. I'm leaving after that, which is actually true. And, you know, I was yelled at, told that I was a liar, and that, you know, my CDs were confiscated. That was shortly before 5, so that was when the breakfast was starting and the march was starting at 6.
Well, I came down by cab, and I had actually called for a cab yesterday. And they told me that one would be at my house at 20 to 5 this morning. And at 20 to 5, there was no cab, so I called co-op taxi, and I said it was my cab. And they said, oh, actually, we're having a cab shortage this morning. And I thought, oh, how fantastic. There's thousands and thousands of people heading down to Nathan Phillips Square in cabs. But no, he actually told me that there was apparently a fire at Royal York Hotel yesterday, and so a lot of business people were taking cabs into the city today because they weren't trusting the TTC system. At any rate, eventually a cab came, and the cab driver said, oh, are you heading down to that demonstration? And I said, yeah. And so he asked me why we were coming down here, and I was telling him about the Ontario Common Front, how there's 80 groups that are supporting it, and the idea behind being here is opposing the policies of the Conservative government. And so he was really great. He was really supportive. We talked about some of the impacts of the Conservative government, cuts to health care, cuts to education, cuts to social services, changes to employment law and how that's affecting working people. And he was going, yep, yep, yep. And he was just really supportive. And he just said, like, I wish everyone who's there a lot of luck. I support you. My sympathies are with you. And I just wanted to sort of commend everyone who had come down here. He thought it was a real act of courage.
And then I walked here and I seen police television units and police cars stretched across Yonge and around the area. And then you go inside and you finally get searched by the police officers. And then two more other police officers follow you to say, have you been searched? And then you keep going in. But it's been very interesting. People are gathering here, even in the rain.
Yeah.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with each other. We're not going to let them wipe us out at 5:45 in the morning in an attempt to carry on with a normal business day. We've got a goddamn right to assemble in a square. We've got a right to march. We have a responsibility to take on this government, and that is what we will do today. And if the cops want to make it messy, that will be the cops doing. But we're going to stand up, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder, and we're not going to let them bully us.
I'm against what Irish Tories are doing in Ontario, and I'm against the kind of repression that's coming down Canada-wide. So that's why I'm here.
Are you scared that, because of the events of September 11th, that they might be a little heavy-handed tonight?
I'm sure that Fantino and his boys are going to be heavy-handed, yeah.
Were you searched?
Yeah. I lost a stick for this banner. They said it was an offensive weapon, so I just give it up over there.
Well, I'm here for the same reasons that we, in particular after September 11th, we have to demand our right to protest and demand our civil rights. And that's certainly what this march is all about, too, is that we have the right to protest.
Well, I'm actually a new activist. I'm sort of entering this whole scene, like, right now in the current conjuncture. And I feel that it's really important for us to be here right now in light of the fact of what's gone on in the last month. And, the suspension of people's civil liberties at home, which we are already witnessing, I feel that it is very important for this to proceed right here, right now. I'm also a member of CP3903. I'm a graduate student and a worker.
Well, we felt that it was important to come down and to witness the events to make sure that there were people here who would purposely be watching out for people's backs with the potential for police violence. We wanted to make a statement that that peaceful democratic protest is an absolute right, and that nonviolent protest has worked and is a strong form of activism.
And what is your t-shirt take around reading?
It says nonviolent protester, and there's a peace sign.
Well, we came around 5 a.m. and the police were searching everybody. We saw three medics being put into a police van, and their solution and their water bottles was being poured into the sewer. Also, there was a guy dressed, he had a gas mask on, and literally 50 cops, the tactical squad, hit on him without any warning. Just literally 50 took him down. It was pretty heavy, so it was really kind of crazy. Around 5 a.m., every corner was covered with cops, that's the situation. There's probably more arrests, but those are the four that we saw.
I think Canada and New York City should mind their own business and start taking care of Canada and the homeless people instead of going and bombing up people all the time, you know? None of their business to go trying to solve every world's problem, you know? Because me right now, I'm homeless, and I think they should concentrate more over here, you know, in taking care of us, you know?
So how do you feel about Mike Harris?
Who's Mike Harris anyway? Who's Mike Harris?
He's the Premier of Ontario.
Repeat it?
He's the Premier of Ontario.
Well, I don't have much to say because I never met him, you know?
Right.
If I met him, maybe I might have an opinion. And I mean, since I don't have a TV or anything right now, I don't get the update, you know, to know what type of person he is. Well, actually, I'm homeless and I was sleeping on the bench, and the cops and security have been hassling me, you know? So anyways, I had to get up anyways because the rain was falling and I was getting wet. So I just came here to see what it was all about, and somebody told me it was about welfare. So I came here anyways, and then I find out it was about war, so I just came and I joined the group anyway. So I might as well have fun anyway.
Well, stand up for my rights, not be silent, because the financial district needs to be moved, and because there are other people in this city, and it's important to know that. And this is basically showing them that.
What do you think about the police presence this morning?
It's disgusting. Look at all the money there. I mean, they have enough money to like build a village. I mean, that's just a horrible waste of money. I mean, for them to be brutalizing people for this, it's crazy.
How would you describe the crowd here today?
Oh, very festive. They seem to be moving on this nice vibe over here, but I don't know, it should get pretty grim as this day wears on, because the police have seemed to put out a perspective of they do not want us crossing the street. And I guess as long as we stay here, it's pretty cool. It's a nice, chilling atmosphere.
Are you worried about what might happen later today?
Yeah, because I've never been arrested, never been taken away, never felt handcuffed before, and pretty much I've lived my life lawful and very respectful, and I don't believe that something that's guaranteed to you by the Charter of Rights should be something you could be criminalized for and put in jail and brutalized.
I wasn't with her, but she was arrested. I was speaking with her partner, asking who was there with her, asking if she was carrying anything unusual for a medic. And she was carrying nothing but gauze and some of our liquids that we carry with us. And so, you know, just want to find out more information about her.
So your friend was a medic?
Yeah, she was a medic.
Oh, actually.